I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight in downtown Macomb, the ninth season of The Park and Cruise continues with an evening of cars, trucks, and motorcycles from all over the area cruising into and parking on the Macomb Courthouse Square for all to see. It starts at 6 o'clock this evening and lasts until 9. It's free and open to the public, and entertainment is provided. Tonight's band is Blue Zillion. The Park and Cruise on Macomb Courthouse Square this evening. Tonight at Western Illinois University, the BCA presents Who's Live Anyway? If you love the comedic show Whose Line Is It Anyway, then don't miss out on Who's Live Anyway? It's a 90-minute improvised comedy and song show based on audience suggestions. Some of your favorite stars from Whose Line, Ryan Stiles, Greg Proops, Chip Esten, and Jeff B. Davis, leave audiences amazed at how quickly they're able to create scenes and songs and comic skits right before your eyes. Who's Live Anyway? Performing some of the games made famous from Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's tonight at 7:30 in Western Hall on the Western Illinois University campus. Tickets are $10 to $30 for the public. There are discounts for senior citizens, Western Illinois University employees, and students and youth. For tickets, you can contact the Heinlein Theater box office at area code 309-298-2900. Tomorrow afternoon on the Courthouse Square, the Macomb Senior High School Band presents its premier concerts of the season as they hold a conduct-a-thon. Marching band parents are collecting pledges as votes for celebrity conductors. This year's nominees include local luminaries Jim Buick, Jeff DeJudy, Charlene Callison, Dimmock Bymaster, Becky Pumo, and Matt McClure. Funds raised will be used for instrument repair and replacement. The conductor with the highest pledge amounts will lead the band in playing Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves from the premiere conducting platform. Pledges can be placed at Terrell Title Company at 123 Southside Square. Pledges will also be accepted at the event. It's on the Courthouse Square tomorrow afternoon starting at 4:30. On Wednesday night, the BCA's Masters of Chamber Music series kicks off with the return of the Amernay String Quartet, the ensemble in residence at Florida International University. They're one of the most acclaimed ensembles of their generation. They've been praised for intelligence, ravishing sound, and commitment. Amernay actively promotes for neglected works of the past and aims to enliven the concert experience through its groundbreaking programming, including works from many of today's leading composers, including John Corigliano and Morton Subotnick. The Amernay String Quartet, Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus. On Thursday evening, in that same hall, there is a guest faculty recital by violinist Marcia Henry Liebenau, joined by pianist Andrea Molina. The program includes a sonata of Mozart's, melodies of Prokofiev, a rag by Bulcombe, character pieces by Foots, and four Scottish dances of Malcolm Arnold. The program starts at 7:30 in the COFAC Recital Hall. It's free and open to the public. Thursday night, September 13th. From tomorrow night at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum outside Lewiston, the Hickory Ridge Concert Series continues for September with the Sangamo Stemwinders. It's old-time Illinois string band music coming to life. If you called someone a stemwinder in the mid-1800s, you were saying they were the fancy high-end model like them there new stem-winding pocket watches. With Steve Staley on fiddle, Eric Schroeder on clawhammer banjo, and Mark Mathewson on guitar and mandolin, high-end is exactly what you're getting. This trio combines countless years of experience to make old-time music that's guaranteed to make you get up and dance. The Hickory Ridge Concert Series starts at 7:30 p.m., a week from tomorrow night, at the Dixon Mounds branch of the Illinois State Museum. The doors open at 6:30. Tickets are $5 for adults and $3 for children under 12. Western Illinois University School of Music Emeritus Professor Ann Collins has been keeping busy lately with a new CD, with helping to organize the upcoming Al Sears Jazz Festival in Macomb, and helping to kick off the countdown to that festival with a Learning is Forever program.
Yes, yes. It's called Jazz 101 on Tuesday evenings at Wesley Methodist Church. And it will be an introduction to what is jazz, what makes it jazz, and a little bit about the beginnings of jazz and going into the swing era and what happens after the swing era, because a lot of people's knowledge kind of stops right there. So we're going to just do a review. It is Jazz 101. It's for beginners. Yeah.
Tuesday sessions, 11th and 18th. So you can call area code 309-298-1911 for more information on that part of the Learning's Forever or Life program offered through Western Illinois University. And then you'll actually be performing with the trio.
I'm so excited that I get to be featured on this year's Al Sears. You know, the Ann Collins trio is made up of different people depending on where I am. There's a Little Rock trio and an Illinois trio and a Texas trio and so on. Actually, what I'm doing is bringing in different people, the bassist and the drummer from Little Rock that I recorded with my first CD are coming, and they're just incredible, Joe Vick and Dave Rogers. And then from South Texas, where I spend my winter, Keith DeSantis is a saxophonist, and so it's just going to be a dream quartet. I'm so excited.
And that just made me think of your latest compact disc, Live at COFAC, which is the College of Fine Arts and Communications recital hall here on the Western Illinois University campus. And you had a recording with the more local version.
Yes. This was the Illinois Ann Collins Trio, but also featuring David Leferry on vocals and Pete Hannon again. Well, you know, a lot of people have recorded live at the Village Vanguard or something, so I thought live at COFAC had just such a good ring to it. It was the concert that I did to benefit the Ann Collins Jazz Piano Scholarship, and Tom Durso did a great job of recording it, so we decided, let's just do a CD.
A great live, charming set with a lot of great standards.
Just a little bit of everything. It's not what you would call a very serious jazz recording. It's just fun for everyone to listen to. That's the way we designed the concert, and we tried to keep that same live feel in the CD. So I think it's something that anybody would enjoy listening to. This even got a little touch of country at the end. How about that?
And once again, just like the concert itself was, the compact disc benefits the Ann Collins Jazz Piano Scholarship Fund here at the university.
Yes.
Keeping the jazz piano opening alive for another generation of pianists.
Hopefully, yes, yes. And I think, in fact, Michael Stryker, who is very involved with the jazz piano at the university, says they're noticing they're getting some pretty good pianists. And I like to think maybe I had a little bit to do with that by offering scholarships to attract new students.
Ann Collins, thank you so much for coming.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
Collins Trio and Friends from the album Live at COFAC. A revved-up all-star edition of her trio will be performing at the Al Sears Jazz Festival the weekend of September 28th, 29th, and 30th in Macomb. Some of the other acts booked for this coming Al Sears Jazz Festival include the Dixie Daredevils featuring Billy Rogers. They play traditional jazz and swing. The Joel Moore Quintet with Kimberly Wilson on vocals. It's mainstream jazz, and both Joel and Kimberly are Western Illinois University alumni. The Jazz Studio Orchestra from WRU, of course, will be on hand with guest artist, fantastic trumpeter Stephen Hawk, another WRU alum. And the headline concerts at the COFAC Recital Hall that weekend will be the Wycliffe Gordon Quintet. Great jazz ahead at the Al Sears Jazz Festival. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.